Reproductive rights are important to everybody. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Zachary Neal, associate professor of psychology and global urban studies at Michigan State University, determines one group who we don't hear about in this debate.
There's been a lot of discussion about falling fertility rates in the United States and other Western nations. While these trends indicate that fewer women are having children, they don't tell us much about adults' desire for children. In a study of 1,500 adults in Michigan, we found that nearly 22%, over 1 in 5, are child-free. That means they don't want to have children, ever. In addition to these people who know they don't want children, another 10% haven't decided yet. These data come from Michigan. However, Michigan is demographically and politically similar to the United States as a whole. If the pattern we observe in Michigan reflects national trends, this would mean 50 to 60 million Americans are child-free. We also found that child-free adults are making this decision early in life. Most decided in their teens and 20s that they didn't want children. And the data suggests they don't change their mind later. Many of the child-free women in our sample decided in their teens. They're much older now and still child-free. Reproductive rights are important for all people. However, access to contraception and abortion is especially important for child-free adults. As these rights are eroded, many Americans could be forced to have children despite not wanting them. We hope this work will let child-free people know they're not alone, let undecided people know that being child-free is an option, and destigmatize the choice for everyone. We also hope that by sharing our data, we will encourage other researchers to look at this understudied community.
That was Zachary Neal of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.